In 1992, Abraham Negrete pled guilty to second-degree sexual assault of a child and served several months on probation. In 2010, the federal government moved to deport him based on that 1992 conviction. Negrete claims if he knew he would be deported, he wouldn't have pled guilty. A state law requires judges and lawyers to inform defendants about possible deportation. Now he wants to withdraw his guilty plea. His lawyer, Jeffrey Jensen, says he deserves the right to change what was a bad plea deal.
It just does not seem fair that the federal government can wait all that time before they begin deportation proceedings, and the defendant is denied the benefit of this law that the legislature created.
But Justice David Prosser told Jensen that ruling in Negrete's favor would be giving immigrants special treatment.
Citizens can't assert things because of a time limit. But non-citizens can assert this right. Is that what you're arguing?
Well, that is what I'm arguing.
Madison immigration lawyer Stacy Toiber says the ruling in this case could affect a lot of people facing deportation.
They very, very often do go out and pick people up years and years later, show up at their front door and say, you're being deported now, you're a permanent resident, you own this house, you've had a job for 10 years. But you committed this crime 15 years ago, and that happens all the time.
Toiber says there are a lot of longtime U.S. residents who have served time for felonies decades ago but have since become law-abiding citizens. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.